Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That's a good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And we're back holding our mics.
Holding.
In our hands this time.
There you go. Hold like a serving spoon. Sort
of. Right. Oh, God, I don't like it already.
Doom,
I thought I was going to like it, and just looking at it, it's ridiculous. Doom, so I'm going to break the fourth wall of podcasting as if that's a thing here.
Yeah, look this
I
way.
Guess we would talk, we would move around and gesture. When I talk, apparently I talk to you.
Okay.
And I turn away from the mic, and then it doesn't pick it up. And
we
you
need
know,
them headsets like we had a Menudo
concert. At what point do you just go, hey, let's just get
we
a mic
Bobby Brown
that can capture what they're fucking doing?
We're like Rhythm right? Nation Janet with the.
Why don't we try that? Why don't we drop mics in from the ceiling next time and just capture?
We'll just capture.
Like a boom mic.
Like a boom
can we
mic.
Just do that?
Here come the smart.
As opposed to us having to hold our mics in our hands.
Like a rap video.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, kind of like from the block.
Yeah.
Wait, what's up? No need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a rap video.
Because this is ridiculous. What is this? What are we? CB radio people?
Nigga, I'm just trying to keep it at a level,
you guys
right?
Are cool podcasters.
Right? What is this? Is like
you see, I'm trying.
Old...
You see me trying to not like hold it, but not hold it.
Right. Breaker, breaker.
What's up now?
Breaker, 1-9. Can you read me?
We do feel like some old ass.
Yeah.
This is before TV.
We can see your beautiful faces more. It looks better if it's.
Those dudes.
Thanks for the compliment, girls.
Those dudes.
That kept me into it.
Those dudes were fucking dorks.
Well, then. Shouldn't bad from then.
Like, go hang out, man. My dad was into that CB radio shit. Did your
Be
dad
sure
do that shit?
To drink your Ovaltine. Huh?
Did your dad do that CB radio
my
shit?
My dad built radios. That motherfucker wouldn't listen to CB radio.
But he wasn't on there talking to other people on the other side?
No, he wasn't doing that. He was building planes.
This is, you know, with little usernames and handy tags, stuff like that. Dude, people used to do that shit, man. Like, just weird. Like, before the internet.
Come in.
Yeah.
Does anyone read me? And blah, blah, blah.
Does anyone want to talk? And that's like always the theme in them space shows too, or space movies.
Yeah,
it's just out there.
Hello.
Anyone want to talk? I've been cruising for 400 years. Does anyone want
to
talk?
Does anyone want to speak to me, please? I'm very lonely. Very lonely.
I gotta see that movie, The Martian. I keep hoping to pop.
I gotta see Kung Fu Panda 4.
You did mention this in our travels to Europe. Yeah,
I saw 1-3.
An ad. And it really sent you down a path. It really sent you down a verbal explanatory path.
I watched
of
all
how
three
you
of them.
Needed to see these fucking Kung
Fu Panda
movies.
I got to go see the fourth one.
Yeah, what is it? What is this one?
Nigga be kicking you? Ass. What are you talking about? He the Dragon Fu Master. He's the Dragon Lord, man, whatever the fuck. And he's always challenged with something new. But every movie, he's more of like a dude in his community. He's like a fucking hero. So
yeah.
The hero's always getting pressed. Like, if you still like a problem, it. Every movie, is this fat nigga still the problem they say he is?
Yeah.
And we gonna challenge that notion with this time.
You know what I
and
think
you be
it
like,
is?
God damn, they keep coming for him.
You
and he keep whooping ass.
You get a what is it? You know how some people have like sun deficiencies?
Okay.
I would have a cartoon deficiency. Yeah. You're getting your cartoon nutrients.
Yeah, I love cartoons.
You're getting enough cartoons.
I grew up on cartoons.
You know what I mean? Cartoons is like a vegetable, man. You need that.
I grew up before school when I was like six, seven. Yeah. Grade, second grade. Garfield and Friends, bro. Yeah. While I ate. And Garfield had a reasonable way of looking at life. He was a very irritable nigger, man.
Yeah.
But he was great.
Yeah. He made a lot of motherfuckers lazy. Mm-hmm. Which,
I didn't like lasagna anymore. I mean, really, it did give me heartburn. Right? Garfield didn't teach me to be fat. Garfield taught me not to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. I was always trying to show T this old version of Garfield that I found where it was like a movie. And he fell out of the car, and then he ended up finding his family and his mom, and they was like some hood rats, street cats. And Garfield, he couldn't hang with them. He couldn't cut it. But it was...
Sound like Antoine Fisher.
Yeah.
I'm still standing.
Antoine Fisher, they religious in that shit.
You know what was funny about Antoine? It was the reverse. It was a chick touching on a little boy. That's what kind of made it probably less controversial. Like, yeah, every time they do it like that, we be like, man, that little nigga was just getting pussy at an early age. Yeah. And it hurts. And, you know, the nigga was like 8, but, you know, but didn't get the hit that it wanted. Because it was one of Denzel's, I think it was Denzel, he directed it. It had Sally Richardson in it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Derek Luke was touched by a woman.
Out of it that much, huh?
He was touched by an ugly woman.
Having a smelly, with a smelly fat old underboob butt. Be the first boob you get access to.
I know,
to.
Right? A little smelly little aunt titty.
Remember the first time you was ever with a big girl and underneath of her boobs smelled a little bit different?
Nah.
I remember the first time I got some big girl underboob and you're like, is that always?
I ain't
like
gonna
that?
Say her name. She like, had like it wasn't. Daughters.
It wasn't stinky. It was just like. Whoa.
It was a different kind of funk.
Yeah, it was. You know, like when somebody introduced you to a new incense, and you're just like, "That's
yeah," because that's a different that's pocket of you, the body that produces different kind of sweat shit.
I'll be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
Oh yeah.
It's
called Sex Panther.
I can attest as a booby person, that smell just gets worse during the summer.
Oh, the underboobs?
The underboob, and you can definitely, like, it's a gauge of how hard you worked that
Jesus
day.
Jesus Christ.
You take your bra off, you check your underboob, you're like, whoo, it's a hard day.
Yeah.
It's a bad day.
Hard day. Bad day. Yo, so.
Underboob sweat.
I don't know. I want to do the plugs real fast, and then I want to get into what the topic of the day is going to be, because everybody's talking about all this other stuff, which is great. Everybody's doing it. You know me. I'm always off my own little deep dive.
A little contrarian,
yeah.
You.
Yeah, it's not even about being a contrarian. I guess so, whatever. Anyway, you remember when they used to always do the thing about pastors open mic? Like, I would love to see pastors fail. You know, just watching pastors
They'd be
bomb.
The best, right? You'd be in the church. You'd be like, you could say, they bombing like that. I remember some pastors came and bombed.
I went on a little deep dive today, and I found some videos of some pastors just eating it.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's very fun.
So I think it'll be fun to review some of these videos, see what some people. Some of them are just eating it. Some of them just have controversial opinions. Either way, a good time will be had. Hopefully by that point, somebody stop by and hang out.
True story, and I think Reggie, Ron? Yeah, that's a terrible combination. Yam and Reggie went to one of them churches in New York, Hillside or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor was bombing. Me, Yam, and Reggie did our damnedest not to laugh.
Right.
And people around us was getting mad.
Yeah.
We was being comics.
Yeah, man.
And man, we was like, yo, this nigga's eating it right now.
Because you know good crowd work when you see it.
Yeah, man. And he couldn't get him. Me and Yam, Red was falling over each other laughing and shit. It was like great.
Yeah. So if you want to see good crowd work, let's see where we can get out to come and see us the last leg of the 4 tour.
Oh, shit.
I guess, I don't know. For the people that are watching this live, we'll be in D.C. Monday. Next Friday, we will be in
Soul Joel's.
Yeah, Pottstown. Tickets are moving there. So
I'm be in Jersey
there
the whole week. So
I think I'm going to go and hang out down there also. But the following week, April 19th and the 20th, we're in Baltimore.
Baldy.
At the Port. 2 days of shows. Please come down. Also, 420 weekend. So, you know, you guys just
big weekend, guys.
It.
Huge weekend for me.
Yeah, we're going to have fun down there. And the 25th to the 28th.
Arizona.
Arizona, House of Comedy, so Phoenix. That'll
so be our last shows last of the stop. Four.
Yeah, which is a good last stop. I get to go kick it with the peanut while I'm out there.
I get to go see Pop.
Yeah, yeah.
I told him, and the way he wrote it down, I could tell he didn't write it down, so he's probably going to be there. April 20th. Affirmative. That nigga said affirmative.
That shit going to be like Armageddon. You know, in Armageddon, we done finished the four tour. We done landed in Phoenix. And now we sitting here, and my daughter's there, and I'm like, oh, we did it. Ah. And then there's that moment where you're just sitting there, and your dad's not there.
Pop ain't going to be there.
And then, you know, it's just like Derek just kind of gets over it. You know, he puts his Burberry shades on. He's like, hey, man.
Crying down I'm about sunset to go with my Burberry's
back
on.
Down, and he goes to walk off, and all of a sudden you just go hear probably like that bird sound. And then you just look over, and his dad is standing there like a
Thank
Street Fighter character.
God, I mean, like, where the fuck was you at? Where the fuck was you at, George?
You see those videos of kids looking for their parents during like an assembly.
Yeah, and they finally catch them, right. And they have a good performance.
I get so emotional because my mom used to be hella late to everything, so she never made it either. And I always was looking around like,
yeah, man, yeah, don't worry, it'll end good. But you'll look over on the other side, and I'll have my kid, and you'll have your dad, and we'll both go like, yeah. And then just be executively produced by Tiana Sasha.
Yeah, it's so funny. Her mom gonna be at the restaurant at the after party. Her mom gonna be at the after party, waiting for her. She ain't gonna show up. She's gonna be at the dinner. I'm like, all right.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
What else? I don't know. We gotta book some more shit.
Yeah, yeah. That'll wrap up the four tour. But yeah, we'll get more time to see us. And thank you for everybody who is new coming in from any of those shows. And make sure you guys subscribe. On YouTube, you know, always drop some comments for the algae. Share with your people. For those of you who are really digging in deep, thank you all for my Patreon subscribers. Let's get that number up. You can subscribe to the Patreon just to support the podcast. And make sure that Baby T has heat because she's a lizard. And she needs, we got to keep her lights going.
She had me fucked up in London.
So
it was so hot in that goddamn flat.
I have my sweater off right now.
Yeah.
Fuck,
her light bill is
going
sky
on.
High.
It felt like an iguana cage in that motherfucker.
We'll figure out how to get this girl to be able to make it feel like Puerto Rico
Does she
all
have
year long.
Sickle cell? Is she anemic?
She's an absolute lizard.
It's 90 degrees in here, nigga.
Nat is here with us too. Nat, do you run hot?
Do you run hot, Nat?
Oop. No, I usually prefer colder.
Yeah.
Especially.
Okay. So it's not a girl thing.
Sweater, no panties.
It
don't answer that.
It might be a girl thing.
It might be a girl thing?
I don't know if I count. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I just usually, there's like girl shit that I'm like, oh, that ain't me.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I got you.
I just love Nat's. Did you see the way she delivered her joke? You never know. Kidding.
Wow.
Oh man.
No, I like it colder. Actually, that's how I prefer it.
Good call, Nat. My kind of girl.
Oh yeah. You went pretty cold though this past weekend.
Oh, Plano, nigga, it was 68 in the room.
That was a little brutal, man.
Yeah,
that was
man.
A little,
you
little
bundle
brutal.
Up and
we
go
had
to
share
sleep.
A room.
You got to hibernate.
We had
you
to share a room in Texas, and I think it's also though, like, you know, I mean, I hate to use the phrase "no Diddy," but no Diddy, you have a lot of clothes on. You know
hey,
what
man,
I mean?
Like, I like keeping my shit. I don't really.
You sleep with like you just lay down with all of your clothes
Sometime
on.
Sometimes it happens, bro.
Hoodies, jeans, like so.
Blame
you
the
just,
eczema,
and then you just got the thing on freezy, which is
it's
like
nice,
right? Which I get it. It's a weird thing for a man to be like, well. Could you take off some clothes, baby, and warm
no,
up in here?
No, nigga. Shorts with a shirt,
so,
maybe a hat.
Yeah, just
I go to sleep with a hat on.
I treat it, just treat it like a jail cell. Like, yeah, we just cold in here. You know what I mean? We'll do some push-ups.
I like some cold, nice hotel room. Man.
Yeah.
It's the getting out and having to walk to something and then getting cold. In that intro
man, go ahead.
That I don't like.
Man,
so
go ahead.
I just keep it warm.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just forward. No, but it was like 90 degrees. I was like, I'm dying. I had to keep that dick patio cracked. I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah. I mean, I like the this is probably too much information, but I like the hotel room cranking hot. Like, when I'm on vacation, I just want to be naked, man. Like, fuck that. Just hot, hot, ew, hot.
All right.
I just want to feel like I'm in the Caribbean if I'm on vacation.
Then go outside, nigga.
Why do you have to say hot that way?
Hot, hot, hot. Just to
like, yeah. Nigga, what? All I right, know. I get
just
it.
Just hot.
Just hot. Hot. Just sandy, like 130
like
degrees
in
that motherfucker.
In the hotel room.
Like Iraq.
I like it hot, but not hot.
I want it Iraq hot.
Yeah, I want it hot.
I want it Fallujah, Iraq
you know
hot.
I wanted it to feel like heat is not, it's nothing
no,
here.
That is
I
trash,
I
want to
know what
bro.
It feels like to blast
keep
the heat
that room
all
cold.
The way up.
68.
All right, hold on. In
air
the car,
blowing.
In the car on a cold day, wouldn't you rather the heat just cranking in the car?
Yeah, on a but nigga, it got to be 30 degrees
but that's
out,
what I'm saying.
20 degrees
I
out.
I want to make the house feel like how a car feels.
No.
See, I have a plan with, I have a whole thing with that. When it's cold out.
I'm going to let y'all work that shit out, man.
Put
that's
the heat
crazy.
On, right? And if you are blessed to have a moonroof or a sunroof, open that. So that you get the cool and the warm.
Oh, yeah, I've
smoke.
Done that. I've done that.
And it kind of, you know.
But whatever. Yeah, everybody got their preference, man. I
right.
Know.
Speaking of blessed to have a sunroof, because that's what she just changed the whole thing. If you're blessed to
I'm,
have a sunroof.
I guess I'm blessed that I've had plenty of sunroofs.
I've had them also.
I've had plenty of sunroofs. I don't even know why that's a blessing.
I was
okay.
using it as a play on words to try to get into these videos, man.
All right,
so,
cool. All with the pastors.
Yeah, man. So I've always said I want to see a pastor's open mic. I just want... I don't go to church enough. I should. At this point in my life, no, I probably would start going to church just to see people.
Yeah, man, it's good.
Have
I've
a
seen,
meltdown.
I've seen people bomb.
Have an absolute meltdown.
In my church days, bombs. Good
so,
bombs.
See, let's try this first one. It just says, pastor goes off on congregation.
Okay.
Which We're is not- a funny thing, because have you, you, I mean... Was your church ever like that? Is anybody going off on y'all? Are your pastor get mad at y'all?
They just be like, I'm in the wrong congregation this morning.
Yeah.
If it wasn't going
their
way.
Because y'all wasn't giving the call and response that it was necessary.
Or they weren't getting where he was getting at in the sermon.
Right, right.
So they'd be quiet on him. He'd be like, I'm in the wrong church today.
Our guest is here, if you want to.
Oh, all right, yeah, send him in, send him in. Yeah,
send
yeah.
him in.
Get the thing all queued up there.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Just in time. What's
bum,
up, man?
Bum, 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 bee.
Got him through all these lights. Yeah, they're doing something to help us black people look better. But yeah, it is a lot of lights by the front door. Hey, guys. I want to talk to you about Capsulite. Capsulite, it's a drinking pill. Well, it's a pill to keep you from feeling bad. From drinking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like an elixir.
I guess so. It's like you take them with you to the bar.
Okay.
And you either drink them before you drink.
Okay.
Or you could just put one in your own drink. Or maybe if you see a chick who's had a little bit too much to drink, you could put it in her drink.
That's probably not... That's probably not the best thing to do.
It's doctor formulated. Support your liver and make sure that you are going to have a better day the next day and not feel the total effects of all the alcohol you consumed the night before.
Well, your heart's in the right place.
It's just, it looks bad. But once we get it out there that's what we're doing, people will actually appreciate you. All right? So listen, I'm going to give you a 30% off coupon. Matter of fact, I don't even need to give you the coupon. You just need to go to capsulite.com. And when you go to check out, you will automatically get 30% off applied to your first order. There's no minimum necessary, so order as many as you want and put them in as many drinks as you can. Use promo code GAS for tracking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get back into it. What's going on, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, young
Napoleon
Nap
Mill
God.
Joining us, man. Hey, man, how you doing?
The young.
We were trying something different with the mics. They thought the mic stands. We were moving our heads too much.
So now.
So this was the first idea. Whatever. We'll get through it.
Who said y'all were moving your heads too much? That sounds a little.
The producer in Toto
like,
Tower.
You're like, stop talking out your necks. Like,
stop talking out your neck. Yeah. These niggas talking out their neck. About.
All right, so you want to watch this? You want to clue him in?
Yeah, man. So right, you're just in time. We're actually about to start looking at bad pastors. We just want to watch
bad,
pastors.
Like sexy or
nah? Like they're not. So they're funny. Like having bad sex. Like
no, bad, like bombing
pastors or pastors just losing it. You know what I mean? All right. So what was this first one here?
Oh, yeah, white dude. Okay, let's go.
I think I messed this up.
Sunday SmackDown. Live on CNN. Let's go.
It's not this one?
We'll play it. If it's not, I only have that video link.
Okay.
There's no one responsible for you but you.
Jim Standridge has been the pastor at the Emmanuel Baptist Church for 24 years.
Yeah, 24 years.
He's known for his impassioned preaching style.
Stay with me. Don't quit me.
But when a member of the church fell asleep during a recent sermon, the Sunday service turned Sunday surly.
Hey, hey, hey. Don't you lay your head back. I'm important.
The whole incident was posted on YouTube.
Okay, so yeah, I did mess it up. You can go ahead and stop it, T, because this is a news coverage on it. I thought I had the direct rant of him actually going though. Off.
Still fine.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey. I thought I had the rant. That's more what I was caring about. You know what I mean? Okay.
Like how he got there.
Well, yeah, like seeing him actually break off. So that's my fault there. What's the next one on the list there?
We've got Pastor Loses Temper in Church.
Pastor Loses Temper in Church. All right, try that one, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't call the dad. That's how I feel like holding
this. All right, let's see. I like white pastors, finally.
Oh, not yeah. that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another.
Oh, shit. Babies and phones?
Oh, I'll be pissed, too.
Me, too.
I'll start looking at the ushers. Take them off.
God is love.
Oh, yeah, I can see why he tripping.
He about to get physical.
Let's see what he does. Hey,
oh.
Yay, yay, baby. Does he get back into it?
Because is that their donation for the day?
Just slap.
Good. Yo, that's. Fuck, man. Like, when it gets to that point, because. It's like, I'm trying to help you ladies out. It looks like it's a bunch of single moms in there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's
not the church he wants to be at.
Nah.
I was just
how you not put your phone on vibrate at the very least?
Yeah, at least put on the least vibrate, yeah.
Yeah, we used to talk about this. I was in Atlantic City this past weekend,
uh-huh.
And we drove past a strip club. And it was like, damn, what do you think it must be like to be a stripper in Atlantic City in 2024, right? Cause it's like, you know, it's not even a thriving area.
Like what their daily routine is like, or just like, how's that feel?
Like, yeah, are you making money? Like, there's Miami, there's Atlanta, there's all these places you could relocate.
You could be stripping at.
Right. You could even go to Philly and probably do better.
Atlantic City.
Right.
They gotta be from Atlantic City.
Exactly.
At least imagine nobody's. That's not a destination stripping like city.
And then
that's
like a.
Well, I don't know. Well, they got, you know, Atlantic City's like, you know, they got the casinos and shit.
Right. So then on
Vegas
the next
got
block,
casinos,
I mean, also the so does Mississippi.
So then on the next block is the small church, and I was like, God damn!
Wait, there's a.
Was,
you can't do that in Brooklyn.
What?
You can't have strip clubs any like close to like in a radius of like schools, churches. Stuff like that.
Okay, well, apparently this wasn't the problem in
Atlantic City.
Because it's the next block.
The zoning in Atlantic City
is crazy.
And the crazy
thing is, I'm like, well, damn, what must that be like to be a pastor in Atlantic City?
Things that make you go.
I feel like he needed it. He's needed in Atlantic City.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's also not, like, you going to deal with this shit. You probably going to end up
who's
smashing
walking
phones.
Out, who's hey, walking man. Out the strip club and making a beeline to the church, though, or vice versa?
That's cool. That's how
pastor.
You turn your money.
Pastor.
That's how you
pastor
turn, that's how
forth.
You wash the money.
Yeah.
He's actually working off their Wi-Fi right now.
Pastor stealing the Wi-Fi for the strip club for the Lord. I'm stealing for
he
the
was
Lord.
Like, you gonna call the cops on the Lord? You gonna sue the Lord?
Yeah, it's funny when they get out of pocket and get like secular.
You stealing from pussy to pay Paul?
No. Try this next one, no. T.
Next one. Let's move on.
Pastor cussed out guest host.
Okay, please.
Guest host.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen this happen before, but this is wild.
Yeah, it's a black one.
They had a traveling pastor. And
I encourage you, whenever you have a service, I didn't say she had to stop worshiping God.
You did. And don't worry about it.
What I said was this. When you have a service, We want to make sure we start on time. One, that we don't have to rush the man or woman of God. Okay, so let me finish talking in my house.
I don't give a damn about your house.
God bless you, sir.
He said, I don't give a damn about your house.
That's not how you order.
Like
I
said.
That's not protocol.
God bless you,
sir. Trust and believe me, I know.
You just said protocol.
There are souls that are still here.
He's still
trying
preaching.
To be free.
And I didn't say that she didn't have to stop.
I don't give a damn about no damn time limit.
God bless you, sir.
Who are
he
you
blew the light.
God, he can't do what he got to do.
This nigga blew the light.
We thank you for coming.
I don't give a damn.
Please watch out for the step.
Oh, now he being mad.
That don't make no damn sense. And you a bishop in the Lord's church?
Here's the style, man. God bless you.
Don't put your hands on my shit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all it right. Wasn't packed either. He even sold out.
Hold on.
Thinking he even sold out.
Are you a good, like, when you passionate like that, like, what do you think that is? Is
it
that
I don't give a damn what that
show? Like,
so I'm trying to figure out the one in the one that was yelling.
He was over the guest pastor.
That's what it sounded like, yeah.
And the other guy was commenting on that, and he got like.
I guess he was in the middle of saving souls, and he's like, yo, man, you got to read the lightning.
Yeah.
Say, man, we lit you, bro.
Yeah. He's like,
I don't give a damn about no time.
This is my church. I'm shutting this shit down.
He's like, well, it was a 2-minute light. My closer is 6 minutes. So if you do, I'm going to go over like 4 minutes.
Yeah. That was crazy. Like, and to get that out of pocket about.
He got mad, but there was nobody there.
The pastor said. Right.
He was mad that the ticket sales was low. And wasn't nobody in that bitch.
Did you see the guy yelling had a yarmulke on?
He had a yarmulke. Yeah.
He wanted
a full
Israelite.
And that one lady behind him, she had like clown pants on as like a whole dress.
Yeah. Israelite.
She had the red and white.
Fashion was all over the place. The pastor had a button down short sleeve shirt on.
Hey, man.
It's not how we do things.
They be doing a lot of things in the church. It's so funny.
Yeah.
A lot of remixes.
I mean, the fits, though, in the church is.
Like when they sell merch, all the merch is one thing you think, and then it's something else, like a Christian, like BMW.
Yeah.
What is that? Black men worshiping?
Okay.
Instead of.
Wait, you said a what? A BMW?
They merch. All they merch is things that we know.
They take, like, it's a way, like, they'll take
the
something from
and
the world.
And then remix it. So yeah. BMW is a black man worshiping, or like a. Some other shit they got, and it's a nice little gospel remix on there. I go, Jesus
yeah.
Christ. And I wouldn't wear any of it.
And it's a show. It's like weird, it's too, because like the pastor got to ordain, like, all right, yeah, I'll allow it. You know what I mean? And it becomes a thing, man. Like,
and you be in there, they be making shitty jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you, you know, because it's gospel jewelry. So when you wear, I don't know, prayer beads.
Yeah.
Just stuff. Like, you'd be like,
it's
stuff.
Like when they in those interviews and they, like, have a book coming out and they ask them, like, something. They were like, well, you gotta get the book.
Always setting up a book station. Every host pastor has a book station
that
they set up.
I talk about that in chapter 7.
I'm like, you come here to help, nigga. I don't want to read shit, nigga. Yeah. Have a movie out or something.
Yeah, you might appreciate this next dude, right? Because this next dude, he's, like, actually doing quality control. All what's right, cool. The pastor complains about the singing?
All right, cool.
Yeah, terrible singing.
That sounds cool. Great. I like that. Can't be having bad singing in the church. Okay, it's going to be fun.
Look, whoa now. I want y'all to stop this. See, sometimes I have to see these things, but y'all still, I want somebody to lead this song that's a good singer. And I don't want one person to
be like they graduating.
Every time something to sing, they'd be the first one to jump up to sing a song.
This is during church.
Absolutely.
Y'all make during me see the these things sometimes. Because you do it too often. When you do it too often, you won't hear from me. And then guess what?
Oh, they be bombing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Coach Carter in there.
All right. Somebody sing the song. I'm not saying you can't sing.
I'm just saying.
But I'd like to see you jump up and lead a song more and more and more. Yeah. You're not an expert singer. Now listen, I know
we will see.
I can tell you whether you can sing or not.
Ain't this what they supposed to go over right? On Saturday?
Yeah, this is for rehearsal.
And he's practice. Like, yo, I am so tired of y'all bombing. Real quick, I'm going to turn it over to y'all, but
do
I
y'all
swear to God.
Practice during the weekend?
Yeah.
Y'all need to have y'all ass in here Saturday. And don't say y'all out here doing shit. Y'all don't do nothing. Come sing for the Lord.
Right.
Practice.
You think that caused a problem, too? You think they was mad at him for calling him out like that in front of, like, at the service?
Yeah.
Pastor, there's protocol. There's another way you could have went about doing this.
I hate protocol. I hate when niggas use
words. When they try to make the church like a business.
Man, shut up with protocol. Y'all stay.
You need to go through the proper chain of command.
You got to rehearse. Practice. Jesus. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Some people go even further. This next dude, he actually snatched the mic out of somebody's hand. Dude, this went past the snatch of the mic.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Oh, yeah, this looks good. This looks good. Okay. You got stuff letting everybody sing, man. Yikes. Ooh. Here they come. Please. Yeah, man. Let me get that mic back.
Hallelujah. And guess what that was? That was a boldness for God.
Yeah, a boldness.
Some of y'all can't sing either. That's a boldness.
Now
some of y'all can't sing either.
That was smooth as shit, Diego.
He was laughing the whole time.
That was a boldness for God.
That I one mean, was that, that clip was actually wholesome.
That was a boldness for God.
Yeah,
I was gonna start calling people who fuck up. That was a boldness for God.
She hit that noise like when somebody kicks a dog. Yeah. That
was bad.
Oh, nigga, that was bad.
That was terrible.
Yo, that, I mean, has y'all probably did more church. Did we talk about that in the following? You church guy? Did you grow up in church? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My on my father's side, they own a church in Virginia.
Yeah.
He was there. Yeah.
Bad singing? What was that? How was y'all dealing with that shit?
You know, they got strong voices. You know what I'm saying? Some people got strong voices. I mean, listen, I'm not about to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to have something to talk about later. That's for the car ride. He's like, that was trash, right?
Yeah, it was pretty trash. No, my pastor.
I'm here for the chicken afterwards.
Right.
Oh, you here? Yeah, I'm here for the fellowship. I'm here for the after service meal. That's what I'm here for. And I'm always down for a little after service meal. That was me. Because I'm sorry, my church was, you know, I got a big church, so it's a let out. Shorties be out. Me and the homies was always, let's go get some fried fish.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in the states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's Texas.
Uh-huh.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high.
High.
Like super duper legally high.
Like work at a comedy club high?
Yeah. Well, then you need to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go and I'm going to stock up after I just spent 5 days.
5 days.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the beginning of Monday in Texas where regular THC is illegal. And I said, oh my God, why am I out of my Delta 8? And it's like,
this is a job for Delta 8.
Right. So if you ever find yourself in Texas, and like not the cool part of Texas, not like Austin, Texas.
You talking about Plano.
Hey, I'm talking about the Plano.
You talking about Plano,
the
Texas.
The Dallases, the Arlingtons, where it's just frowned upon. Well, go to yodelta.com where you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, flowers, and all of your getting stoned needs. I can tell you Delta 8 works. And that these products should be taken in responsibly.
And
you know
serious and responsibly. What's that?
In France.
Yeah.
France. They're a little weird.
Yeah, had little had cops with their little burger joint hats and machine guns.
Couldn't wait to be able to tell those cops, get away, it's Delta 8. Once more, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back into it.
Let's get back to the show.
Did you go to church?
I had some friends in the neighborhood. That nigga had kids. And I would go with them, you know what I mean, to see what that was hitting for.
How long was the services?
Sometimes they would be too long, like all day, which I kind of fucked with just to not be home, but like it was too long.
This is like a black church, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ever went to a white one?
Oh, they get done quick.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's like less than an hour.
Bro.
The homily.
There's a lot of different types of churches out here that I'm finding out.
A lot
out
of styles.
As we started going through this.
Styles upon
bro,
styles.
I have you guys ever seen like a LGBTQ church? Like
oh, shit.
Only on TV.
Yo, we came across one today, pull up the one, obviously it says gay church. That's how they It's not just gay. This is a whole... Let's mega see. Church, cause and the shit looks like a goddamn comedy special. That's what's so.
Who was the pastor?
Some person. Look at this.
You didn't want to call him the wrong name.
So it says Pastor Mike Todd.
Oh yeah, no, Michael. My mom used to like Michael Todd.
God decided.
Oh yeah, my mom used to love this nigga during the pandemic.
Male and female. This is not a bad. I need y'all to hear my heart on this.
Is he bombing us?
This is not a bashing. This is not.
No. I've never seen any kind of church like this. Listen to what he's saying.
If I was there, maybe I would have told him. Is there something in the middle you could do? Like kind of a little maybe if somebody. Well, I was born like this. I don't know how I feel.
You got dreads?
I feel you.
Look like.
Bro, this is such a modern pastor thing, right?
He got the freshest Instagram lineup.
Pause that for a second.
This nigga's a filter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this shit is like a Fortnite thing. Pause it real quick, because I want y'all to hear what he's saying. Like, his whole message is something different. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't regular. He's talking about there being a whole other thing. Like, hey, God might have made a mistake. You know what I mean?
Let me put the headphones on so I can hear it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Back it up a little bit. Like, it's an interesting, I've never seen anything like this. And for it to be like such a big, massive thing like this, it looked like they sold out an arena.
Yeah.
This is not a bad, I need y'all to hear my heart.
Yeah, there's a lot of motherfuckers in there.
This is not a bashing. This is not a. If I was there, maybe I would have told him. Is there something in the middle you could do? Like kind of a little maybe if
is that
somebody
Diddy on his shirt.
Well, I was born like this. I don't know how I feel. I feel you. And I wish that there was an option of other in the kingdom. In culture, you can make up whatever you want to. In culture, you can build whatever you want to. But it's the truth of the matter is that if we are going to submit under what the king says, I'm going to have to wrestle with what I don't even fully understand. Oh, God. The pastors don't say this because they want to be absolute. Well, why did they? I don't freaking know.
This is
he
like,
said freaking no.
Honestly, I wish God would have
freaking.
Made it
I,
so
I hate when they try to half cuss.
And it was
yeah.
Don't
do that.
ABC,
but they
got to
be modern.
Like, that one nigga earlier was like, don't touch my shit.
No, I'm serious. As a pastor, like, so what do you think about gay men? I don't know. But I do know in the
he
kingdom.
Got arena hanging on to this, though.
They're going to cancel me.
He's the Matt Rife of
hold on,
of
pause
church.
It. Who's canceling? Wait a minute. I thought they was the ones doing all the canceling.
Not
who's
him.
Who's going to cancel him?
Black Christians. They just like that. He just happy that his arena full again. This nigga got money.
This
look at the braids.
This is
he got Christian Dior sneakers on and all that.
LGBT church?
Yeah.
He just look modern. They don't look.
It don't look like gay church. It look like just this nigga's just trying to cater to everybody.
Yeah, I guess so. That's different, though. I've never seen
him. But he kind of looked like a fuckboy, though.
He do got day party hair.
Right, right. Would you say?
Those two hair braids in the front are like his hair flip.
It's so vague to have those, like just
that.
Like, he think he cute. I'm like, what is this dude?
Stand with you and pray with you and not, and you're welcome at Transformation Church. Trans is in the title. Transformation. You can be here.
Oh, yeah. Church.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Transformation Church, baby.
You're loved here. I want you here.
There's a market. Good for him,
market.
Man.
Definitely a market. Look at him.
He's killing it, bro.
He's killing it.
But I say this is like a comedy special, bro. Like, you see, this is highly produced. I'm like, yo, man, shout out to the gang.
Just as a kingdom ambassador.
I just don't like how he sounds like he's about to cry.
But that's what I'm saying. The theatrics, he is performing, bro.
I thought it was like
he's
a mic.
He's performing, bro. Like, he's really. Very performative, yeah. Yeah, he's doing a set. I ain't mad at it.
Think about to do spoken word.
Right. Because that's how it be.
On like a microphone.
Pause it. You can stop that. Because it's a modern version of all of the pastors that put on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's putting on. He's doing
yeah,
his thing.
Everybody puts on, and he put on in a way that just speaks to.
I was ready to see, like, you know, like those lesbian women that be pastors with the glasses and the short hair, and they'll have, like, the tie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was ready to see that.
Yeah, with this. Hold on, the lady pastors or?
Yeah, like usually at the you
at
know,
the Waffle House Church,
at the Church LGBTQ churches plus
and a lot of lesbians at the Waffle House guys. Right, they be cooking the food. It's a very good time. I love when a nice butch bitch makes my all American platter.
Yeah. All right, so look, these are all now. I started seeing these different types of pastors, right? So play Angry Pastor, because this is.
Oh, that sounds like a. That sounds like an app.
This is
that
a
like
pastor game episode.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna do this shit.
Let's play Angry Pastor.
What the fuck?
People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate, and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend.
You know, this
guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin. And that's supposed
this
to
dude,
give
what
the
channels
right
is
power.
Right?
This public access.
That's got this
public access. Public access be wild, bro.
And threaten my life.
He got at least ironed his shirt.
That's what I'm saying. He's so disheveled. What? Like, that's a fascinating thing to watch. Like, the gay black dude get to the level of like, yo, I'm out here in a fucking Armani suit. Yeah. I got on Christian Dior's. I'm in a theater. I'm like killing it with this. And then, like, this guy who had access to it way earlier, he just, God damn it!
Nigga, sound like a chemistry teacher.
Yeah, right? The bell doesn't dismiss you, energy,
Mr. Birmingham. Bell does, I do. Yeah, that horseshit. You remember they used to do that? And only be for, like, 5 more seconds. He'd be like, all right.
You can go. All
right. He'd be like, oh, that's what it was about? That 5, get the fuck out of here, yo. Teachers kill me, bro.
Narcissist, yeah. Yo.
Narcissist. the bell doesn't. That's good, Napoleon. That's so great.
Then we do because some churches they be doing too much. Do the one that says a church pep rally because we ain't get to see.
Oh wow,
that
church
was.
Pep rally.
Yeah,
that's a blend. That's a weird blend.
Well, because apparently, like this will give you a synopsis. Listen to these people.
It's like church, but outside.
But no, right? I think these churches they've organized a whole interaction with other churches in the area.
Wait, oh, so like rally, that's like what you do on like homecoming, like.
What?
Oh wow, bad. Oh bad, bro. Okay, cool. I'm hype.
As Brother Al made mention already, that we have a game on Tuesday night, and I really like for y'all to come out on Tuesday night, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Like but on Friday night, we'd like to invite you to come out and cheer on the Warriors. It's the last game of the season, and it is a very, very important game. We are playing against the Falcons at Gonzales Baptist Church, and it's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be for a trophy. So come out and enjoy the game. Eat some concessions and cheer on the Warriors, and let's make some noise. And what do we have here tonight? Oh, my soul. Ladies and gentlemen,
Go for it.
The Warrior Chief.
They got to get the energy
up. Now, listen, he doesn't just come out anytime. This must be a rare occasion, rare surprise. The Warrior Chief only comes out for special occasions. Let's see what the Warrior Chief is here for tonight.
Oh, no. Warrior Chief, come out and make great war dance.
No.
Stir up spirit in young braves for hoop basket contest.
Wow, that's great. So, Warrior Chief, you really believe in
hoop,
it?
Hoop basket.
Come out to the
hoop
game
basket
on Friday night
contest.
And
these
cheer on the
fucking assholes.
To win.
Not if people stay home in teepee watching glass picture box. Many times, young braves shoot fire circle through white dreamcatcher hoop. And people not make no noise. And Jim deader than
Jesus
Christ. Than
he's trying to figure out how to get these words out.
And this is
so you think
pause this for a second. This is in Jesus' name. This is like wild to me. Like
he's doing brown face.
Yeah, like.
I mean, he's doing brown and white face.
It's so fascinating. Like a... This is what I love about white people because they truly sometimes don't mean any harm.
And they don't. They're just so tone deaf. White people are just tone
deaf. Just no awareness.
Just none at all because they didn't need awareness.
This is funny. This is cute.
When white people grew up with no awareness, like they just had a.
They do stuff like that as if people don't exist in real life. They have like it's just like a character drawn up and like, yeah, just be an Indian.
Yeah.
Be a chief.
I mean, but it's like weird when your church it's like but your church has gotten too big to the point where you're having organized basketball games against other churches and you need a pep rally, like yeah, you're doing too much.
I would have seen that nigga at my church. I would have yelled out, get your hand out.
Church
is
just church when it's church.
I was like, is this what I'm donating to?
Church be dope when it's just church.
Yeah, man.
I'm paying tithes for this nigga to get makeup.
Play yeah, a little man. More and see what else he says.
He said window glass in the teepees. This motherfucker said hoop basket contest.
He said the picture glass. Yes, what did he say? Oh, he's kidding, man.
That game is not time to sit still like totem pole. It's time to shout and make them great celebration. Make them noise like many rushing waters.
I
make
see. Listen, noise. I've tried to tell him that in the past. Brother Bob has tried to tell him. Brother Al has tried to encourage him to come.
Me speak now to all young braves and squaws. You come to game on Friday.
This is for stir sports?
Stir up great spirit in young braves.
Stupid.
Church sports.
Big celebration.
Church sports.
We defeat Falcons. Bring Falcon out of the sky.
Church sports is real. This right here is a little excessive.
Okay, folks, that's pretty you heard crazy, it from bro. The great warrior chief himself. Be at the game this Friday night. An exciting atmosphere for our guys. Don't sit there staring like a totem pole. Let's cheer on the Warriors.
That Warrior is Chief, wild.
Make them one more celebration. When young braves defeat Falcons and bring out of the sky, we make feast, great feast, in Warrior concessions. Yeah. We have Falcon Nuggets.
Falcon Nuggets?
Falcon Nuggets.
But I think Falcon Nuggets is illegal to serve in the concession stand.
No Falcon Nuggets?
Wait, well, is he trying to be funny?
Come see Chief after game.
Of course, everything's for comedy.
But Falcon Nuggets, is he saying?
He's
trying to say niggas.
It sounds like he was saying fucking Nuggets. Like.
Falcon is the team they're playing against, the other church.
Yeah, but Falcon Nuggets is too close to niggas.
Fucking niggas, yeah.
Falcon Nuggets is what
it's
he
fucking,
said.
Yeah, I get it.
It just sounds harsh to say.
You know what's wild, too, is that they still thought this was good. And they still uploaded this.
Yeah. Like, and now they panning out.
Falcon Nuggets sounds like fucking Nuggets.
That's what's going on. I just don't trust them, man.
Stop that, too. I'm learning that white church is more fun than people let on.
Somebody needs to snatch this guy.
Is he barking?
Oh,
I guess there you go, folks. Warrior what Chief expects happening? You to be there
We're
at the
doing
game.
Doing too much, man.
Can we
this
just
should
get
be
to
an
the
exciting
sermon?
Night. Please, all of you come. It will have a good
Oh, no. That's insane.
I like how he had the commercial voice, too. Come on, guys. Come on down.
Come on down. Friday night. You be there. Make some noise for your,
come on
for
down.
Your Warriors.
White church be doing a lot, man. You know, white people did kind of start that Southern Baptist shit.
What you mean?
Like, you know, the
Southern
old
Baptist,
it was like old slave owners that used to do that shit. Some of them, they still do it.
What's the ones
where they play with, like, the snakes and shit?
That's like
snake passes, rattlesnake.
What's the name? What's the name of that?
That's just called the rattlesnake.
Voodoo.
They think if you believe in God, you get bit, you don't die, because whatever.
Play the one with white Southern Baptist.
Why we gotta test it like that?
I saw this, and this one made me laugh. I swear to God, this shit cracked me the fuck up, man. Because I just like seeing them behave this way.
Okay.
As Brother Al made mention already, we have a game white on Southern Tuesday night.
Nah, I can't go through that again.
Yeah.
What are they doing upstairs? Was it a robotic class or something?
Nah, they play pool. You know how when people, it's not their shot, they take the pool cue.
Oh, that's what they're doing.
On the floor.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Did you do that?
it's linked to the Indian Chief one.
Oh,
is it? Did I fuck up? Damn it.
What are we, underneath the bar?
I know, right?
Then let's try. Oh, this is good. Let's do making shit up, Pastor.
Oh, they do. Yeah, that's a funny one. That sounds like a funny person.
Church is the best place to make shit up.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah.
This dude was going in.
Cotton
steel worker down in South Carolina. He had a sweet wife and a little baby. One day on a Saturday morning, he went to town and got drunk, as he usually did on the weekend. His wife and little baby and their neighbor was sitting on the front porch talking. It was a beautiful Saturday morning. He saw him. They saw him come up the street. He was staggering. She said, "You better leave. He's drunk." The neighbor left and went to her house. When he come up there, he was staggering around, and he's beginning to cuss and scream curse words at his wife. She took the baby and run in the house. He was fussing because supper wasn't ready. He came in and chased the wife through the house under the influence of our public enemy, number one. He picked up a piece of stove wood out the hearth and hit his wife in the head, knocked her down, knocked the baby out of her hand. He picked up that little baby under the influence of the demon of drink and took a butcher knife and
sawed
that baby's head off of its body.
Wait, what?
He said that man's handprint was down in the head of that little bloody head of that little baby. They begin to scream. And the next day he was in jail. He sobered up and he couldn't believe what he had done. That's what they advertise on TV as cool and great and glamorous. Illustration number two. A 12-year-old boy came home one day and found his drunk father trying to choke his mother.
He's just piling on these details. Then he's just like, "You're making this up as you go along."
Number two, I just did a baby beheading. Let me see what I can do with a 12-year-old.
This sounds like 1950s radio.
This nigga's telling stories. You don't get this nigga some firewood and a little fire pit? Yeah. This nigga telling stories.
And then a little baby. And she dropped the baby. And the baby was like, "Wah!" And then he picked it up.
Dropped the baby head off. What, nigga?
We've got
10 alcohol. Hold on,
listen. They put drugs on TV, and they talk about say no to drugs, say no to drugs, and all of that's bad and wicked, and I preach about all of that. But I'm going to tell you something. You know why they don't talk about alcohol on TV? Because the government gets the money from alcohol, and the pusher gets the money off of drugs.
Yeah, he's just
and
doing conspiracy theory now.
It's a scourge that's ruining our world today. Illustration number three. God. A man has been drunk several days. He's fussing and cussing his family.
He sounds like he had an auction.
He's like, "I'm not standing for
this." Is that a referee?
You say, "How can a man do something like that?"
That's funny.
Under the influence of alcohol.
The demon of drink.
That is a funny way to say it.
He was possessed by the demon of drink.
All right. See, then try this one. Try the one that says black dudes.
Under the influence of the devil.
Try the one that says black dudes with the Klan.
Oh, no. Black dudes with the Klan.
This is a different Klan?
Huh?
Or is it the one
Wu-Tang or the Ku Klux?
The one we all know.
the Wu-Tang or the Ku Klux.
I wish the Southern Baptist one would have actually pulled up, because the Southern Baptist one like showed some funny shit that the white boys be doing. But this seems like the same
Our
thing.
Is a deal died.
But these black dudes, they look like they just kind of going along to be safe. So this is like a thing. They're barking and yelping. Like they all get to work themselves up in a frenzy.
And if I go out tonight, I don't want to go out tiptoeing through the tulips. I want to be bold and be bold with the power of God tonight.
But look at these black dudes back here. They just chirp in whenever they have to.
That probably keep them alive in that town.
Huh? I wonder what that buzzer does when he walks through the White House, and over them doorways, in those stalls, there's King James Bible. Yeah. Yeah. Five in the White House. You go look her up. You don't think I'm telling you the truth? I'm talking about engraved in stones. There's Bible verses all through that White House. I want you to know he's a having to walk under the Word of God. He'll have to walk over the Word of God. He's going to walk around the Word of God. And he still may die and go to hell. We all
look at the black dudes.
What are they even saying? Niggas just, it's like rock music. It's just a lot of, it's like heavy metal church.
What is this
thing is just screaming
about?
On
you
the mic.
You know what's funny? I think, I remember the topic of this thing was Obama is a Muslim. So he's rapping about that shit.
Thought.
But to me, it's just funny watching the black dudes back there. Yep.
Sometimes a nigga just stuck.
Right.
I couldn't really tell what they were saying. Like, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I was hoping it was like, hey, man, chill. Like, that's what they were saying.
And that's what, if I'd have had, if the other video would have played with just all white dudes in suits and suspenders just doing that shit, you'd be like, wow, that shit is wild to see a bunch of old fat white dudes doing that.
I think I found it.
But, all right. The other one, the one you're talking about?
I think this is it. Yeah, this shit is weird, bro. I've never seen old white dudes behave like this.
It's the same thing?
Nah, different shit. But just Southern white Baptist dudes.
Hey, taking a jacket off, what is it?
Treating it like a bodybuilding competition. Oh. Just posing. Wakanda, all right.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's what this shit is more like. I said this is Skankfest 2053. It's just Lewis, get your fucking skank hands up.
What are they doing, man?
Right. Watch this shit, bro. It's weird to just watch these white dudes work themselves up. And they old as fuck, bro.
Are they doing the G-Generation X? They doing the
song. This is like Def Jam. This is like when niggas be killing. When motherfuckers be killing on the mic. They just run around. Yeah, this one. He saying some Martin Law shit.
Right. Look at him.
Yeah. Yo, nigga. Yo.
Was it him?
Yo, man.
Ain't no girls in there, bro.
Different.
Ain't no girls in there.
The walls could talk.
All old white men, bro.
Yeah. Doing the suspender show.
In that church.
It probably smell like rags.
Bologna.
Rags.
Bologna. White dog.
Smell like hog head.
Look at him. He's running around throwing that X up.
Like a warm deli in there. This shit crazy, bro.
I think it's supposed to be a cross.
Why? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Come on and raise up. They lit. Take your shirt off.
See, they're under the influence of that demon, the drink. I can tell.
They're under that. They possessed by that demon drink. What they in there?
Bro.
Them niggas got the Rams.
They all going
what
home
is going
after this.
They got the Rams.
Yo, I don't know how they got like that. Like I said, I love to be a fly on the wall, and then you see them black dudes in the midst of the other video, and they just kind of going along with it, like, yeah, man, it's best to just go on with it.
Those niggas, like, how y'all got here?
How the fuck y'all get here, nigga? That shit crazy, bro.
White church is, who knew?
Those black dudes are recruited to play for their church basketball team, and they have to be there.
There are no standards and practices when it comes to Christianity.
Man, they just what the fuck they be doing in there? Around the White House, do the work, and they go,
bro, you can literally do whatever you want, man.
They're like ripping shots before they come on stage.
Churches, you can do whatever you want. That's why everything is relative, man.
Yeah,
one of the Gas fans sent us a video.
Play Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's North Carolina.
Hey.
Governor Mark Robinson.
All right.
If you want to check it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't embarrass
us. Let's see what that is.
It better be funny, too. Else I'm not supposed to say. Uh-oh.
Ain't but two genders.
Some people saying, ooh.
Two genders.
I saw
starting to sound like my YouTube algorithm.
Ain't nothing but men and women.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And I could already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this.
Is the press?
You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you.
You can't say
DNA.
All that with mom butt. You can't.
Cut up. Shut up.
Mom butt.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he do
you
got.
Can't do this.
That nigga does have childbearing hips.
Creation.
Here's the thing, too. Pause that for 1 second.
Cut up. Shoot up.
Is there any reason why those people in that congregation and that pulpit that we just saw can't get along with the white men that we just saw in the other one?
I mean, they out barking
for us, right? The, yeah,
like
right?
They got the same
church. Same views and shit. That'd be funny.
Oh, shit, man.
Wasn't right. nobody running through the audience though in this one.
Mm-hmm. Those guys,
were little, they were a little bit
They
more
probably
turnt.
Didn't get there yet. They probably didn't get
they
there
was
yet.
Turnt. Them niggas yeah. on shrooms.
That shit, I just, see old men move like that. So here's the deal. We about to take a little quick little break, you know, for the segment here. I got a few more videos that I'm going to do when we get back. The few that we're going to do when we get back there is Pastor uses stories from prison, Christian comedian pastor.
Oh, yeah, they always do.
They always have that, the ex-con.
A plan to get rid of the gays, pastor.
Oh, shit. Right.
So I'm we'll review those when you come
he
back.
He got a plan?
Oh, shit.
He's going to go through it in his sermon. Oh, he shit. Lays out his bulletproof plan on how to get rid of the gays. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Real quick, let's do some plugs. Napoleon, what is your social media? Where can people find you if they're looking for you?
Napoleon Emile, NapoleonEmile. That's on all the platforms, TikTok, YouTube. Well, I'm not on YouTube, but yeah, type it in. You'll see my stuff in Instagram.
If you're watching this live, we are in D.C. Monday, uh-huh. April the 8th. April the 12th, we are in Pennsylvania, Pottstown at Soul Jules. The following week, we're in Baltimore, April 19th and the 20th, and Phoenix, Arizona, April the 25th to the 28th.
Oh, I'll be in D.C. on the 16th, April
16th. All right, so go check Napoleon out there. Also, Derek, anything else you want to say before we
man,
wrap up?
Just stay fly, man.
All right. Support. So if you're watching live, appreciate you. Stay Always fly. 2 minutes for the stream. You'll see the second part right away. If you are on YouTube, this is probably where we're going to get off, but the second part of that is available behind the gas digital paywall. Use promo code NNFA for a 7-day free trial, or you can support directly on the Patreon. And make sure you buy a little baby tea, a cup of coffee there. All right. So
get baby
half,
tea, a cup of coffee.
Second half is for the members or the Patreon subscribers. See you guys later. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.